Words of Counsel to Burden Bearers. October 8, 1903. Typed. Men who are already carrying heavy responsibilities must not be urged to accept heavier responsibilities than they can carry, and at the same time preserve their spirituality. Plans must not be laid in regard to this that will create perplexity and difficulty. This is a snare that the enemy would be pleased to see laid for the entanglement of our feet. There are those who can successfully carry a certain amount of work, but who become overwearied, fractious, and impatient when there is crowded upon them a larger amount of work than they have physical or mental strength to perform. They lose the love of God out of the heart, and then they lose courage and faith, and the blessing of God is not with them. There are physicians who have lost their spiritual power because they have done double the work that they ought to have done. When men are asked or tempted to take more work than they can do, let them say firmly, "I cannot consent to this. I cannot safely do more than I am doing." Extract from Testimonies for the Church 8:190. God impresses different men to be laborers together with Him. One man is not authorized to gather too many responsibilities upon himself. The Lord would have the physician upon whom so much depends so closely connected with Him that his spirit will not be irritated by little things. The Lord desires you to be one of the most efficient workers in the medical profession, slighting nothing, marring nothing, knowing that you have a counselor close by your side to sustain and strengthen you, to impart quietness and calm to your soul. Feverishness of mind and uncertainty of spirit will make the hand unskillful. The touch of Christ upon the physician's hand brings vitality, restfulness, confidence, and power. Those who bear responsibilities in our institutions should daily seek the way of the Lord. They should not feel qualified to choose their own way, for in so doing, they will walk in the light of the sparks of their own kindling. God alone is to be their guide. Those who seek a wider sphere, those who would have greater freedom than God appoints, those who fail to make Him their counselor, their wisdom, their sanctification, and their righteousness, will never win the crown of life. Day by day, the soul needs the religion of Christ. Those who drink deeply of His Spirit will not be ambitious for themselves. They will realize that they cannot go beyond the domain of God, for God reigns everywhere. He who is fully content to receive His commission from above will be cheered by the promises of God as he seeks to do justice and judgment. To have unwavering trust in God, to be a doer of His word, is to pursue a safe course. May the Lord help those who are bearing responsibilities to unite with one another in their work and to become laborers together with God. Large buildings call for large patronage, and large patronage calls for men of education and talent, and for men of deep religious experience to conduct the institution in the ways of God, and to manage it with tact and skill, demands that there shall be a general increase in spiritual experience, that the fear of God shall circulate through the sanitarium, in order that popular patronage shall not mold and fashion it, and thus cause it to cease to be that which God designed it to be, a refuge for the poor and lowly. Those who are steadfast to the truth should not be set aside in favor of worldlings. Prices should not be set so high to meet current expenses that the poor will, to a large extent, be excluded from the benefits of the sanitarium. With the present talent and facilities, it is impossible for the physician in chief to do all that is essential to be done in the various branches and departments, much as he may desire to do this. It is not possible for him to give personal supervision to all parts of the work. This matter has been opened up before me again and again. While there is continual growth in the institution, while the buildings are enlarging and the responsibilities increasing, there is not a corresponding growth in the talent and capability necessary for the management of so large an enterprise. Will our physician-in-chief and the members of the board consider this? My brother, you are not immortal. I thank the Lord that you are as wise concerning your health as you are. But you cannot always do as you are now doing. Your health may fail. Your life is uncertain. And it has been set before me that there ought to be 3 times as large a working force in the sanitarium as there is. Even the workers would all have an abundance to do if they did their work well.